is $8 for adults, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. News at 6 this morning is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it's 50 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Why the sudden urgency to get TikTok's owners to divest from China or be banned? ABC's Rachel Bade says it had to do with recent information revealed to lawmakers by national security experts.
The Energy and Commerce Committee got a briefing, a classified briefing from the administration about TikTok. And just hours after they came out of this, they voted 50-0 to advance this bill out of committee. That is something I have never seen in all of my years covering Congress.
A lot of lawmakers said they were angry that TikTok sent content creators to Capitol Hill trying to get them to change their minds. Closing arguments today in James Crumbly's Michigan involuntary manslaughter trial. He's accused of involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to stop the mass shooting that his son carried out at his high school, killing four classmates. A judge in Georgia is dismissing a handful of charges that President Trump was facing in the election interference case. Today there's a Florida hearing on whether to dismiss the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. This is ABC News. Chocolate prices through the roof. Years of extreme weather in Africa's cocoa-producing countries have cut crops, driving up prices. They're now rising at about three times the rate of inflation. As we get closer to baseball's opening day, ABC's Alex Stone is taking a look at where fans will be paying the most this year for a trip to the ballpark.
A new rundown by ticket website GameTime finds the most expensive Major League Baseball team to watch is the LA Dodgers, with the average ticket price for a Dodgers home game being $112 per ticket. Compare that to the lowest being the Miami Marlins at just $29 a ticket. The Dodgers can charge more for several reasons. Everything is more expensive in LA, but also they have a history of championships. The Arizona Diamondbacks, Atlanta Braves, and Texas Rangers follow the Dodgers with the most expensive tickets. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And to those who celebrate, happy Pi Day, March 14th, the first of three numbers of Pi. It's also Albert Einstein's birthday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The boys' basketball tournament opens up at the Kohl Center later on today. It's the 108th playing of the boys' state tournament, representing teams from throughout the state, beginning with Division III this afternoon at 1:35. The Badger men's basketball team begins Big Ten tournament play, and a couple of wins would certainly help their chances at making the NCAA tournament, which they will unveil the NCAA seeds coming up on Sunday. Yesterday in the NBA, Detroit 113, Toronto 104, Orlando 114, Brooklyn 106, Denver 100, Miami 88, Cleveland 116, New Orleans 95, Charlotte over Memphis 110-98, Chicago won in overtime over Indiana 132-129, Dallas beat Golden State 109-99, Portland 106, Atlanta 102, Sacramento 120, and the Lakers 107. From the NHL, St. Louis 3-1 over Los Angeles, Nashville 4, Winnipeg 2, Edmonton 7, Washington 2, and in overtime, Colorado was a winner over Vancouver 4-3, the final score. Manager Pat Murphy was not smiling yesterday after the Brewers lost by a score of 15-4. It's exhibition baseball, but some of the people he's counting on didn't do real well yesterday. The Brewers try to turn it around when the Mariners play them this afternoon. Elsewhere, the Cubs were 8-3 winners over Cleveland in exhibition baseball, and Tampa Bay was a winner over the Twins. That final score was 4-3.
More than 190 million women around the world suffer from endometriosis, a physical ailment that occurs when excess tissue begins growing on the outside of the uterus. Common symptoms include abdominal cramping, painful menstrual cycles, and infertility. If you are experiencing pelvic pain or excessive bleeding during menstruation, it's time to talk to your doctor. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we can diagnose your condition and reduce complications.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today, a high of 50 with occasional light rain. Tonight, any light rain ending and a low of 30. Friday, sunshine at times and 54. Friday night, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 36. Saturday, partly sunny and blustery, 51 with winds 15 to 25 and a high of just 38. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly for the beginning of the week, next week as well. Monday's high 37. Tuesday, a bit warmer, up to 48 degrees. In Richland Center, the air is calm. We've received a trace of rain today, and we're down from the earlier reading of 54. It is 50 degrees.
Saw the man in black, spotlight in the air. Heard a thousand screams, I saw my daddy stare. Feel like I've been running since the day that I was born. Eagle on my back, phoenix on my arm. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers ready to fly. All those wannabe rock stars lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Now listen, has anyone ever told you you'll never amount to anything? Just wasting your time chasing the tail of a dragon kind of dream. But I'm here to tell you anything can happen in this life. If you got the heart and the passion and a godlit fire inside. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars who lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Oh yeah. Just like mine. Goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All you born to be rock stars are lifting your guitars and breaking the sky. Oh! This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars keep lifting your guitars and painting. Can you hear me? All of your last ones, you aren't really last ones, keep setting your light. This goes out to the wild.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Kenny Chesney on WRCO and Take Her Home. The Godfather was first screened in 1972 on this day. Also in movie history, The Road to Singapore was released back in 1940. Entertainers Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, both in that particular film. Gilda, the 1946 classic starring Rita Hayworth, was released on this very day as well. Some other notes. Born Free. Remember the British film Born Free, based on the book by Joy Adamson, released on this day in 1966. And we used to watch that one. I think they reran that quite a bit when I was young. I remember seeing that on the air quite a bit. It is 49 degrees at WRCO. Good morning. Today is Thursday, March 14th, Pi Day 314.
Running through our heads. When you look at me the way
Tricia Yearwood on WRCO FM 100.9 Country and Community. It is 6:16. We'll be checking out news, weather, and sports at 6:30 today. The beginning of the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament. Really, this is kind of the kickoff for March Madness in the state because that's going on. The Big Ten Tournament featuring the Badgers and all the Big Ten teams. Men's basketball getting underway later today. And, of course, it all works down to Selection Sunday on Sunday when teams are going to find out if they're making it to the NCAA, probably in the Badgers' case, although most people think they'll make it, but they'll better their chances if they get a win or two in the tournament.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good afternoon. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. We have feeder sale tomorrow. Here's some of our consignments. We got 20-25 head Shorthorn Hereford Cross steers and heifers, 400 to 600 pounds. 5 to 10 Holstein steers, 400 to 450. 8 to 15 crossbred steers and heifers, 800 to 1,000 pounds. Shots off a dairy program. 4 to 8 Holstein steers, 8 to 850 shots on feed. 5 to 10 Hereford steers, 600 to 650 pounds, shots on some feed. 10 to 15 Holstein Fleck B cross steers, 500 to 600 pounds. And 15 to 20 Holstein and Holstein cross steers, 300 to 600 pounds. We also have some other ones called in, smaller consignments. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we're open until 7 o'clock tonight and open up at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Good luck and hope to see you at the sale.
That's Andy, and of course, the sale is today at Equity Livestock. We're at 49 degrees in Richland Center. Our temp has fallen from the 54 midnight reading, so we're going to be probably hovering around this particular era of temperatures today.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price, now through the 15th, on legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Just like a dream, when I whisper that I love you, and you say it back to me, I got you. You.
looking in your eyes. It's like we're in slow motion, just you and me tonight. And baby, you're leaning for a kiss. And I know, and I know, and I know that it don't get better than.
Dan and Shay, and I've got you and you and only you. Thanks for joining us this morning on WRCO. It is 24 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Wisconsin Secure Program Facility in Boscobel is hosting a Red Cross blood drive today from 10 until 3. The blood drive will be located at 1101 Morrison Drive in Boscobel in the M Building at the east end of the parking lot. To pre-register, call 1-800-733-2767 or go online to redcrossblood.org. Also a reminder, coming up this weekend, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will be hosting a bake sale at the Richland County Bank lobby Friday from 9 until 1 or until sold out. Ethnic and specialty items including Irish soda bread, scones, pies, a variety of bars, cookies, and much more. Proceeds benefit OMHS Pet Care Fund for animals awaiting adoption. NASCAR Fans United, Grace Team, hosting its annual Spring Craft Fair Saturday from 9 until 3 in the lower level of the Ramada, 1450 Veterans Drive. Many talented vendors will be at the event. There will be a fresh-cut daffodil sale as well. Daffodils are a sign of hope. La Fritanga will be offering a Nicaraguan bowl as a lunch special as well. That's coming up Saturday. Here's Dan Seals on FM 100.9.
I came from a town that was so small. You looked both ways, you could see it all. All I wanted was some way out. Every evening I'd slip into town and stand around by the caution light and watch the big trucks rolling by. To me it was a beautiful sight, big wheels in the moonlight. I had a case of wanderlust. I'd lie awake with the windows up. Out on Highway 59, I could hear some big old diesel whine. She was going through all the gears, headed out to who knows where. Fell asleep most every night, dreaming about big wheels in the moonlight. And I won't put my life on the center line. And I want to see the world before I die. And I know that there's a peace I'll never find. 'Cause those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind.
it's hard to say, but so many things got in my way. Can't complain about all I've got, kids and a wife and a regular job. But at night when I'm sitting here all alone in the living room chair, sometimes I close my eyes and see big wheels in the moonlight. And I wanna put my life on the center line. And I wanna see the world before I die. And I know that there's a peace I'll never find. And I want to put my life on the center line.
Good morning from FM 100.9. WRCO on News Update is coming up next.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hello everyone, this is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening. Paid for by friends of Todd Compernall.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub? Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply after portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Cloudy and breezy with occasional light rain today, a high of 50 expected. Tonight, any light rain ending and a low of 30 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, it is 48 degrees.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court & Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. UW La Crosse has a new chancellor. The UW System Board of Regents yesterday unanimously approved the appointment of James Beebe following a recommendation made by a selection committee. Beebe is currently provost and vice president for academic affairs at Keene State College in New Hampshire and will assume the La Crosse leadership post on July 1st. Beebe's hiring brings a close to the embarrassing chapter for the La Crosse campus. Joe Gao was fired as chancellor in December after the discovery that he and his wife publicly produced pornographic videos. A major Wisconsin Dells attraction is trying to hire more summer help. Noah's Ark is hosting a job fair this weekend to fill 500 jobs for the summer. The water park suffered from lack of staff during the pandemic as the State Department had trouble handling the international visas that operators of the park had relied on for years to fill staffing. The fair is at the park on Saturday, March 16th. Over 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores will be closing soon. The budget retail chain announced the closures on Wednesday. The company has been struggling in recent years due to inflation and an inability to properly manage stores. Many locations have seen widespread violence and theft, and a rat infestation at a warehouse forced the temporary closure of hundreds of stores. It's unclear how many stores will close in Wisconsin. On the campaign trail in Milwaukee, President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced $36 million in federal funding to rebuild a stretch of 6th Street that connects the city's north and south sides to downtown. Biden said the project will provide wider sidewalks, safer bike lanes, and dedicated bus lanes and modern infrastructure to prevent sewage from flowing into the Milwaukee River and Lake Michigan. He called the improvements life-changing and a benefit for the city's Black and Latino communities. Biden announced $3.3 billion in spending through the Reconnecting Communities Initiative. He's in Saginaw, Michigan as well this week. Groundbreaking took place Wednesday on Dane County's long-awaited and controversial jail project. It's been some 20 years in the making. The new six-story, 825-bed tower is being built next to the main jail in the Public Safety Building in downtown Madison. Once completed, the old jail in the City-County Building and the Southside Work Release Ferris Huber Center will both close. The most recent delay for the project came late last year when the sole bidder came in over budget. Earlier this year, the county board did approve spending another nearly $28 million to fill the gap and get this project moving forward. Learn about the influences teenagers face in today's world. Partners for Prevention of Richland County and Youth for Change Richland Center will present Screenagers Under the Influence, addressing vaping, drugs, and alcohol in the digital age. The film delves into the impact of the high-tech revolution on adolescents and how it influences substance use. It'll be shown tonight at 6:30 at Center Cinema. If you're unable to attend tonight's showing, a second preview showing will be held Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Dr. Andy Wright from the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be available at Saturday's program to answer your questions. Admission to both shows is free. A reminder, the Pine River Bike Trail from Richland Center to Gotham is closed Monday through Thursday from 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. until further notice. The closure is due to county workers doing tree and shrub removal. People with immune deficiencies and long COVID say they're unhappy with the new federal recommendations. People who now test positive for coronavirus no longer have to isolate. Advocates say the CDC is abandoning its mission to protect Americans' health. Kristen Uriza is with the advocacy group Marked by COVID.
We don't want anybody else to have to go through what we're going through. So the entire community of millions of people are just sucker punched right now by these recommendations.
More than 1,000 Americans still die from COVID-19 each week.
These types of changes attempt to undermine the severity of what we continue to face. So it's critically important that we do as much as we can to keep this on the forefront.
As many as 20 million Americans live with long COVID. A theft was reported in the city of Lancaster. The Lancaster Police Department has issued a crime alert stating that a homeowner had been away between hospitals and care facilities since January 1st. When he returned home Tuesday, he found 14 guns, multiple collector sets of coins, and multiple coin jars missing or stolen. One firearm has been identified as a Charles Daly Model 512 gauge. The Lancaster Police Department had a report of robbery in the same neighborhood December 1st that had coins stolen but no leads were found. The department now believes these two cases are connected. If you have any information or questions regarding these cases, please contact Officer Brecker at the Lancaster Police Department. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals has upheld the reckless homicide conviction of a 20-year-old in the 2018 death of his younger cousin. Damian Hochschultz of Mishicot was 14 when his 7-year-old cousin Ethan was beaten, forced to carry a 44-pound log, and buried in the snow as punishment at their Manitowoc County home. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office determined Ethan died from hypothermia and blunt force injuries. A judge sentenced Damian Hochschultz to 20 years in prison and 10 years of extended supervision. The appeals court upheld his conviction in a ruling that was held up yesterday. The Racine County District Attorney's Office is investigating complaints of identity theft related to the effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. DA Patricia Hansen says her office has been getting numerous complaints from residents that their names appeared on the petitions to recall Voss without them signing papers. That recall effort is led by supporters of Donald Trump, who are upset that Voss did not do enough to support the former president's false claims of election fraud. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says the recall effort didn't get enough signatures to recall Voss.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The forecast for today calls for temps to hover around 50 degrees with occasional light rain. Tonight, any light rain ending and a low of 30. Friday, sunshine to partly cloudy and fairly mild, a high of 54. Saturday, partly sunny and blustery and a high of 51. And Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly with a high of 38. Currently, you have a north wind around 5 miles per hour after a midnight reading of 54. A trace of precipitation both yesterday when we hit 68 and this morning as well. Our current reading is 48 degrees.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And also sponsored today by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll talk about the upcoming boys' state basketball tournament, and the Badger men's basketball team gets set to tip it off this afternoon in the Big Ten tournament.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The 108th WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament tips off today at the Cole Center in Madison. Division 3 at 135 features St. Thomas More versus Prescott in a 1-4 seed matchup. And number 2 Lakeside Lutheran plays number 3 Keele in the late game. Coming up tonight, Division 4 will feature the first game at 6:35, Marathon playing Kenosha St. Joseph, and Mineral Point plays Aquinas in a battle of a 2 and a 3. Second seed Mineral Point returns to state for the fifth time and for the first time since 2015 when they lost in the semifinals. Their most notable accomplishment in the previous time spent at state was a runner-up finish in Class C back in 1974. They also qualified in 1934 and 1935 in Class B. The Pointers top Randolph in the Portage sectional final. They were co-champions in the Southwest Activities League this past season, sharing it with Darlington. Third seed Aquinas returns to state for the eighth time, first time since 2016. The Blue Golds have won 4 state titles. The most recent was Division III in 2013 when they were a part of the old WISA. The Blue Golds won titles in 1941, 46, 49, 50, and were runner-up on 2 other occasions. The State Boys Basketball Tournament continues through Saturday with champions crowned in all 5 divisions. Having gone 3-8 since the start of February, the Badger men's basketball team would like to win a game or two in the Big Ten tournament to make the NCAA tournament a no-brainer. But Coach Greg Gard feels his team body of work could still get them in.
Again, you go back to November, December, January, you sputter a little bit in February. We've got a really good resume. You know, I'm not going to get it on the quad ones, quads twos, and who's played who, and who has the most quad one wins and all that. We're right there.
That's a 12:30 game this afternoon on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Well, the Brewers were pummeled yesterday by a score of 15-4 at the hands of the Chicago White Sox. Manager Pat Murphy wasn't happy. He told reporters the game was a terrible performance on all levels. Bryce Wilson is expected to be a jack of all trades for this year's pitching staff, but he didn't look like it Wednesday while giving up 10 runs in 3 innings. If the Brewers wanted their manager to start smiling again, they have to turn it around. They'll play the Seattle Mariners on the road this afternoon. Also, it has been talked about this spring that Bryce Tarang will be the man to count on at second base. Bryce addressed that yesterday.
Yeah, I worked extremely hard, definitely did some talking with my dad, and worked hard to just kind of get back to the ways of line drives back up the middle, putting myself in the best situation to do that, and just being super direct to the ball, just straight to the ball. So it's been good. I feel really good up there, and just going up there and competing every day.
Bryce Tarang, who worked hard in the offseason with the help of his father, former Seattle Mariner Brian Tarang. And he was brought in last year to bolster special teams, and Christian Welch did just that. Welch was on the field for 60% of Green Bay's special team snaps. The Packers want him to do it again. Welch has announced on his Instagram page that he has been re-signed for the 24 NFL season. Welch's position is linebacker, but he's not expected to contribute on defense. He's had just 44 defensive snaps in his 4-year career. Green Bay is thin at that position, but it will need to bulk it up from the outside, it appears. And that is an update on sports on this Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
100.9 WRCO.
Don't waste your life behind that guitar. You may get gone, but you won't get far. You're not the first, and won't be the last. And you can tell us all about it when you come crawling back. That road you're on just winds and winds. You're spinning your wheels, wasting your time. But when the lights come up and I hear the band, and where they said I'd never be is exactly where I am. I hear the crowd, I look around, and I can't find an empty chair. Not bad for a girl going nowhere. Get these calls out on the road. I heard your song on my radio. We always said you'd make it big, and I tell all my friends I knew you back when. So don't forget all us little folks, and when you crash and burn, remember we told you so. And then the lights come up and I hear the band, and where they said I'd never be is exactly where I am. I hear the crowd, I look around, and I can't find one empty chair. Not bad for a girl going nowhere. All those folks who swore I'd never be anything. It took a whole lot of yes I wills, and I don't care. A whole lot of basement dives and county fairs. To this show right now, and y'all sure look good out there. Not bad for a girl going nowhere. Not bad for a girl going nowhere.
Ashley McBride on WRCO Radio and A Girl Going Nowhere. Well, we're getting a little bit more of that light rain right now. We're at 48 degrees. Temp has dropped continually since the midnight reading of 54. So a little light rain for the commute early on today. Here's Tyler Hubbard.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM only with the door up loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with the good time crowd. Making life count. Back when a how you been came through a phone call. Back when a pastime was watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off.
I could use some Batman right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM on it with the door up loud. Burning up the night, then I said, wow. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with a good time crowd. Making life count.
Tyler Hubbard on the radio at WRCO Radio today. 7 minutes before 7, the Badger men's basketball team in the Big Ten tournament this afternoon. They'll be taking on Maryland, which defeated Rutgers last night, 65-51. Tip-off time is slated for around 1:25 today. Pregame 12:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center. your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Celebrity birthdays today include country singer Michael Martin Murphy, who is 79. Good memories of him and a meeting with him. I actually interviewed him for my Saturday night show. He had written a couple of songs for the Monkees, been in a group called Lewis and Clark Expedition, and then, of course, had some 70s hits before really turning into country in the 80s and kind of a big part of the cowboy song movement as well, and made some recordings in the 90s and 2000s. But chance encounter with him, he appeared in Richland Center at, it was a grand opening of a tack shop, which was in Richland Center at that time, and he was there as a special guest, and there he was. I walked in, and there were a few people around, and he sat down in a bale of hay, and he sang this song acoustically on with his guitar. So, pretty cool. I was thinking at the time, I walked up the street in 1975 to Saffel's and bought this record. And here he is singing it live. His biggest one.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark, flat land she rides. On a pony she named Wildfire, with a whirlwind by her side. On a cold Nebraska night, they say she died one winter when there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. Dark of the moon, I planted it, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming. Bye.